This episode is sponsored in part by Launch Darkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? Launch Darkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. A little bit of a return to normalcy this past week, and the AWS releases are off to a slow start for the year. Let's begin. Amazon CloudWatch Container Insights, now available on AWS Graviton 2. AWS says that Graviton 2 is awesome. AWS also says, a year and change later, some of our internal services are now vaguely aware that this thing called Graviton 2 exists. Amazon Detective enhances IP address analytics. The new issue is out, titled Amazon Detective in the Case of Why is North Korea Talking to My Application? Amazon MSK now supports the ability to change the size or family of your Apache Kafka brokers. Credit where due, this also allows you to scale MSK down. An awful lot of AWS elasticity is only really designed to make things bigger. AWS Certificate Manager Private Certificate Authority now supports additional certificate customization. That's right, their private CA adds some bells and whistles in an attempt to justify its $400 monthly price tag. Using Route 53 private hosted zones for cross-account multi-region architectures. Well, this sure is better than last week's replicate DynamoDB between accounts via backing it up to S3 and restoring it all the time approach. So credit where due. Good work. Amazon Redshift 2020 year in review. We got our ass kicked by Snowflake is the honest blog post on this topic, but apparently AWS enforces post standards that require articles to be longer than 7 words. Announcing the end of support for Python 2.7 in the AWS SDK for Python and AWS CLI v1. This July, AWS will actually deprecate something, provided that it doesn't slip. AWS Chalice adds support for the AWS SDK. Nobody has heard of Chalice in years, but that didn't stop the CDK Evangelism Strike Team from paying them a visit in the dead of night. How BT uses Amazon CloudWatch to monitor millions of devices with a metric crap ton of money, presumably.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an ELK stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it, or even thinking about it, when there's Chaos Search? Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an ELK stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your ELK stacks falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io.
Customize 403 error pages from Amazon CloudFront Origin with Lambda at Edge. Dynamically running code on every request continues to intensely annoy me. Measuring AWS Global Accelerator performance and analyzing results. Here's the series of measurements you should take that will justify using this product is one heck of a blog post. Making retries safe with idempotent APIs, an AWS Builders Library entrant, and how to make it safe for your users to spam the F5 key. And one of the most interesting posts from last week, stepping up for a truly open Elasticsearch. The TLDR here is that Elastic relicensed their formerly open source offering, Elasticsearch. Annoy the entire open source community in the process. Now, AWS is stepping in to offer a community open source Elasticsearch version, and Elastic is left more or less holding the bag here. there's a lot of things that Elastic is doing that are rubbing people the wrong way. AWS stepping up is actually a good thing in a lot of respects, although I am also concerned by the increasing centralization we're seeing of AWS becoming a Goliath in the space. Now, two things are worth noting here. One, I was mentioned in their blog post about this. They cited one of my tweets, which is just a terrible decision all around. And the second thing to note that's critically important is, regardless of what you think of my brief synopsis of this issue, it is critically important that you do not email me about it. And that's what happened last week in the world of AWS. Hopefully this week is a better, brighter one, leading to a better tomorrow for all of us as we continue to dump our bank accounts into AWS's coffers.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.